Time Magazine's 2017 Person of the Year is the women who have spoken out about sexual harassment. The issue has resulted in the firings and resignations of powerful men in a number of fields, most prominently entertainment, media, and politics.
In some cases, a common theme seems to be a lot of people heard about the allegations but never did anything, often described as an open secret. KJZZ's Christina Estes talked with a philosophy professor who has another word for the behavior. Christina joins us now. Christina, I hesitate to ask, but what's the word?
It's himpathy, a play on the word sympathy. But before we get to Cornell University philosophy professor Kate Mann's take on himpathy, I asked her to define sexism and misogyny. She started by talking about patriarchal social structure, certain areas where women play supportive, nurturing, and subordinate roles.
Sexism is the ideology that supports these patriarchal social structures. So it's a theory that women are particularly well suited to play these feminine coded roles, and that men are better suited than women to play roles that are traditionally masculine coded, like in business, leadership, certain sports, certain academic pursuits, including philosophy. And so that's sexism. And I think of misogyny as the kind of policing and enforcement of those roles when they seem to be in danger of being on the wane.
I noticed that you didn't say a hatred of women, because if you Google misogyny, Merriam-Webster and other sites will talk about it being a hatred of women. Can it just be someone's personal views and philosophies, or a family's view and philosophy, that there are certain gender roles or norms and that's the way I prefer to think?
So I think that misogyny can manifest itself in hate. It can be a psychological property of individuals who are hateful towards women. But I think it's often not directed at any and every woman, so much as women who don't play the relevant social roles, or who are represented as or deemed the epitome of women of a type who aren't playing the right social roles. So I think that the traditional definition of misogyny is too narrow. And it also focuses mistakenly on people's psychology on the part of someone who's misogynistic, whereas I think it's helpful to focus instead on the hateful and hostile reactions women face, not because they're represented as women in a man's mind, but because they're women in a man's world, a historical patriarchy.
In your book, you also highlight another word, himpathy. What does that mean?
So I think that just as misogyny is often about punishing and guilting and shaming women who are bad by the lights of patriarchal and sexist ideology, the flip side of that is extending too much sympathy and forgiveness and spinning exonerating narratives about boys and men who commit misogynistic acts. In a way, himpathy is the flip side of misogyny, and it also is something which misogyny encourages people in general, but I think women in particular, to practice, to be very oriented to being sympathetic to men who complain of a predicament which, frankly, is there due to their own bad behavior, such as in instances where they've committed acts of sexual assault and or harassment.
When someone sort of steps outside of what is traditionally viewed as a male or female role or job, it can be unsettling to some people. So what do you think needs to be done to address that or to make it less unsettling, or can you?
Yeah, I think one possibility is that we just have to be very aware of our potentially taken aback and sometimes hostile reactions to people who don't conform to gender roles or don't conform to the gender binary. So that's, I think, one part of the answer is not to try to purify your soul of hostile reactions to, say, female politicians who will predictably appear kind of abrasive in certain contexts, particularly when they go head-to-head with male competitors. But to just be aware of that in oneself, that it could be like a visual illusion. So I think we need to do something analogous with respect to hostility we feel towards women that's often quite misleading. And that is, I think, not a symptom of bad character. I think it's something that most of, if not all of us, are capable of doing and feeling within a very historically patriarchal culture that has changed in certain ways quite rapidly.
Do women have a particular or special or different role, in your opinion, when it comes to addressing misogyny and misogynistic acts?
Yeah, I do. I think one way in which we can fight misogyny is by undoing some of the ties that bind falsely and illicitly. So a lot of the way in which misogyny keeps itself in business is by establishing these supposed moral obligations for women to be loyal to privileged men in their vicinity who have some kind of power over them, or are simply requiring women to be oriented to them and giving them attention and validation. But I think often trying to break out of the sense of guilt and shame in refusing to play those sorts of roles that are excessively demanded, I think that can go a long way to both freeing individual women, but also combating the social structures that misogyny consists in.
That was Kate Mann, author and philosophy professor at Cornell University, speaking with KJZZ's Christina Estes.